I'm Michael Barwise, reporting for CFM here at the Sun Centre for the Cumbria School Games, and we're here with Ash Randall, the football freestyler, and I'm going to hand you over to Sophie.
Hello. How did you get interested in freestyle football?
I first seen freestyle football on television. I was just sitting in my living room watching TV, and it popped up on the TV, and I thought it was pretty cool, so I went out and started practicing. I looked it up on YouTube and found out there was loads of different tricks and skills, and yeah, I just went out the back garden and started spending 4 or 5 hours a day training, and yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Did you teach yourself or did you have any help?
Yeah, I pretty much taught myself all the tricks because there was not that many people around doing it at the time. So I just went out and spent all my time after school, before school, even during school, just spent all my time practicing the skills and pushing myself as far as I could go.
How did you get noticed to be a professional?
I first got picked up when I was training one day in a car park, and some youth workers from my local area were walking about. They found me and my friend training, doing the tricks, and they invited us to perform at a local festival. And that was my first ever kind of live show. I never thought I could do a show. It was just a hobby. So I went and did this show, and then from there on I thought I could develop it into a career.
Thank you very much. I'll pass you on to Ellie now.
On one of your videos, you said that you had to train during school, after school, and you had to spend a lot of time away from your friends. Was that essential to be where you are today, or would you have been able to get where you are with less commitment?
I think with anything, if you want to become the best you can be, or just the best, you've got to put in so much time and effort that most people won't put in, and they'll give up. But I mean, I never gave up. I failed so many times on tricks, but I wanted to get it, so that's where, you know, my motivation kicked in, and I just wanted to get the tricks. So, you know, without putting in all the time and dedication, I don't think I'd be where I am today.
We know that you broke a world record between a Cardiff football match. What was that record?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, my first Guinness World Record I broke was at halftime game about 4.5 years ago now, and I actually went back about 2 months ago to break the same record. It was still standing 4 years later, so I went back onto the pitch, 20,000 people, and I broke the record again, which was juggling the football on the soles of my feet the most time in a minute.
That's great. And you obviously spend a lot of time practicing. Do you think that when you learn new tricks and you see other people do it, is that something that really inspires you to keep going and teach other children?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all kinds of people have different styles of tricks and skills, so it's nice to see what people come up with. And, you know, you see people's tricks and you mix them, make your own. And then, yeah, it's always great to, you know, go into events teaching young people to pick up the tricks and skills and see if they can pull it off as well.
And you said by the end of 2013 you wanted at least 10 world records. Have you accomplished that?
I have. I've got 10. Three I'm waiting to come through, so hopefully 13, and hopefully by the end of next year I'll have 20. That's my goal.
That's great. I'll pass you back over to Michael now.
So Ash, you're going to be performing for us a bit later on. What have you got in store?
Oh, plenty of tricks and skills to put out of the bag. Myself and Tom the Conman Connors, football, basketball skills. Yeah, gonna get the crowd involved in a few tricks and have a bit of fun.
So we're here at the Cumbria School Games. How important do you think events like these actually are?
I think it's really important for all the youngsters to get involved in the sports, try out different activities and just give it their best shot. Even if they're not winning, just taking part is most important, and enjoying it.
So finally from me, what's next for you then? What's next for Ash Randall?
I don't know what's next really. I take each day as it comes and just events, performing wherever I can be, and keep pushing myself to the limit, and I'll see where it takes me.
Thanks very much for your time. That was Michael, Ellie and Sophie reporting for CFM.